Knowle is that kind of place. It gives and it gives and it gives. And the more you look, the more there is. And you think we are scratching at the surface. We will never understand everything that there is here. There are discoveries all the time, and that is absolutely fantastic. So the major one in the Brown Gallery was that medieval doorway, which we found behind the panelling. Mm. And that leads into another part of the job. I found this job very, very interesting in a philosophical sense, which I haven't had before.
Mm.
What are we trying to do here? Why are we doing it? What are we trying to tell the public? What are we telling the public about Knowle? How much of the project are we showing? How much do we want to show? What era are we trying to present the showrooms as? All of these are very, very sophisticated and kind of attenuated. You know, it's... It can start out with something quite small, but the philosophy behind it actually can be quite sophisticated, quite far-reaching. And often a philosophy that you're very happy with one part of the building or one aspect of it, is difficult to keep consistent to another part of it. So if you're talking about a wall, you actually do need to have the same philosophy as if you're talking about a vase. And actually, to keep that consistency of approach, working with all kinds of different people across all kinds of different scenarios, is also... something that's difficult but quite useful at the same time.